Who is the center of your life? We are going to ask that question today on SLWV as you hang out with myself, Danny Vambili. I know I sound a little bit different. Yeah, you can blame it on the weather. But the same God is with us. And he's not just a God who must take center stage. He is also a God who does not fail. So I'm going to play us a song by Gavi. Hope you enjoy. Love Never Fails by Brandon Heath. Before that, Gavi, also with Never Fails. We're talking about God being the center of our lives. And you know what? We want him to not fail. We love the good things about God. Him being there, him being faithful. But I want us to question today if he still is indeed the center. And if he is the center, when was the last time you listened? Was it on Sunday? Do you even remember what he said on Sunday? I don't know, but if you do, let us really allow him to be the center by living according to his word. When we say he is the center, what exactly is he the center of? It sounds like religious talk. It sounds like some cliche things we say to make us feel good. But when we are saying he is the center, the key thing is the decision making of your life. When you choose to be happy, when you choose to be sad, when you choose to be angry, and when you choose to forget. Is he indeed what is deciding the way in which you make those decisions? This song by Ty Tribbett, Be Alright. Do you understand that you can only be alright if you are listening to his leading? Because it's one thing to want to be alright. It's another to want it outside of his will. You are his masterpiece. And if you want to be okay, find your peace in him. Casting Crowns, Just Be Held, featuring Anna Wilson. I don't know about you, but being held together by God can sometimes be so complex. It can feel like the pieces are falling apart when they're supposed to be held together. It can be confusing. It can feel like what you stood on is failing. The way you thought it would go is not coming to pass. Yet deep down, you see the pieces that are falling apart, building a bridge to the next level. And it's this bridge that takes you from your lowest point to the place where the Lord wants you to be next. So as I play you the song by Tony Rams, Lowest Point, I want you to remember that even though it looks like it's falling apart, if Jesus is the center, it's just him building a bridge to your next level. Only Jesus can take the things that look like they are failing in your life and make them work for you. And if he is indeed the center of your life, then like Abraham, you need to take a moment. You need to allow him to be the center. You need to decide to not help him, to not produce an Ishmael, because you decided that God wasn't moving at your pace, God wasn't doing the things you thought he would do in the way you thought he would do it at the time you expected him to. If he is the center, you need to take the hands off the driver's wheel and allow him to indeed be the God who will lead you on this journey. If he is king, then you need to bow. It's simply called waves. And when we want Jesus to be the center, one of the beautiful things we need to let go of is control. Yes, we want to plan our lives. And yes, you need to have a plan. But can you give him control over your plan? That if you are going onto this journey and somewhere midway, he tells you to stop. Just stop and help a person. That your time will allow you to connect with his time. That your mind and your heart will allow you to take a break and a pause. Because the King of Kings wants to pick you up and wants you to pick someone else up along the way. Can he be the center to a point that he can interrupt our plans, how we thought it's going to happen, and at the time at which we wanted it to happen? Can it be that your detour is only a part of his plan? J. Ross was overwhelmed by your love. You know, there's nothing like being a prodigal son, but not a once-off experience, but a day-to-day experience where you know you can always go back to our Father, even if he's not been the center of your life. We have not just the ability, but the possibility to stop and say, Father, I've been wrong. I've taken my own path and it's not worked for me. I want to come back to you. And I want to tell you, there is just something about that humility and ability to make that U-turn. Because yes, we can lose things. Yes, we can lose friends. Yes, we can lose the things we thought we were building. But he doesn't allow us to lose our souls. Come as you are, you are not the center of your healing. Do not let the hurt of the past make you miss out on a possible future. He is the center. He is helping us heal in the way he knows you need to heal. So as you come back home, allow him to be the center. Lily Million with He's the Love. You know what? God is not finished. So let him be the center. No more asking for more miracles. No more asking him to prove himself over and over again. If we can just allow him to finish what he had started, we will be what we need to be. So, allow him to be the center of finishing what he started in your life. Danny Van Billy signing out. I hope you had a good time with us on SOWV. And I hope the music did the talking. Even as we went into our different topics, we intentionally chose the songs that will speak to you. I'm playing out with Josh Groban, You Are Loved. Because as we know, in the center of everything in the universe is the love that God has for all of us. Stay blessed. See you next time. Bye-bye.